This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Mr. Secretary, how did your meeting go?
Very productive. Thanks.
That's U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Sunday after his meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Riyadh during a critical diplomatic engagement as Israel prepared to launch a ground assault in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip and Washington worked to contain the conflict. Blinken made the remark in reply to a question from a Reuters reporter as he returned to the hotel where the U.S. delegation was staying. A U.S. official said the meeting lasted for just under an hour and took place at the Crown Prince's private farm residence. The top U.S. diplomats meeting on Sunday with the kingdom's de facto ruler comes as the region is on the brink of a further escalation with Gaza, a small coastal enclave home to 2.3 million Palestinians bracing for Israel's ground offensive. Meanwhile, there were pro-Palestinian protesters taking to the streets of Japan and elsewhere.
I came here to show that we are united, all the Muslims. They are very tired of war in every Muslim country that we see. There is a war and everyone is tired of conflicts and everyone wants justice.
Israel's military on Saturday accused Hamas of preventing civilians of leaving northern Gaza as it prepares for the all-out assault. Israel's vow to annihilate the Hamas militant group that controls Gaza in retaliation for a rampage by its fighters who stormed through Israeli towns a week ago, killing 1,300 people in the worst attack on civilians in Israel's history. On Friday, the Israeli military told the population of the northern half of the Gaza Strip, which includes the enclave's biggest settlement, a Gaza city, to move south immediately. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden attended the Human Rights Campaign National Dinner, and he condemned hate while he was there.
Because history has taught us again and again, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. Hate toward one group left unanswered opens the door for more hate toward more groups more often, readily.
Meanwhile, a new poll by the Associated Press, Norick Center for Public Affairs Research, shows the Hunter Biden administration or investigations are leading to ethical concerns about President Biden. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
As President Biden seeks re-election amid investigations into his son Hunter and an impeachment inquiry, the poll shows 35% of U.S. adults think the president has done something illegal. The survey shows a third of respondents think Biden acted unethically but not illegally, and 30% say the president has done nothing wrong. The results reflect a political divide in the U.S. and skepticism about the morality of government leaders. About two-thirds of Republicans say they think Biden is guilty of crimes pertaining to his son, but only 8% of Democrats and 38% of independents agree. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control, CDC, reports the obesity problem in the United States continues to worsen.
The CDC reports the latest data indicates that last year, in 22 U.S. states, 35% or more of the adult population was considered obese, defined as having a body mass index of 40% or more of body fat. That's up from 19 states the year before. And the CDC noted 10 years ago, no U.S. state had an obesity rate of more than 35%. The CDC reports every U.S. state currently has an obesity rate of at least 20%. The agency said additional support for obesity prevention and treatment should be made an urgent priority. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Voting has begun in a high-stakes election in Poland that will chart the way forward for the European Union member of NATO's eastern flank. The outcome of Sunday's election will determine whether the conservative nationalist Law and Justice Party will win an unprecedented third consecutive term in power or a combined opposition can win enough support to oust the ruling party. A referendum on migration, the retirement age, and other issues is being held simultaneously, which the opposition says is an effort to mobilize the ruling party's electorate. Many polls feel like it is the most important election since 1989, the year that marked the end of decades of communism. I'm Tommy McNeil.